I am Plata on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Patrick Keating was first on this show nearly 2 years ago when his one-man show Inside Out was about to debut at the Little Mountain Gallery. It had a good run there through to mid-April 2015. He took the show to the Shadbolt the following year, and later this month there'll be a run at Performance Works as part of the PUSH International Performing Arts Festival. The run begins the 17th of January and goes nightly to the 20th. There's an afternoon performance on the 21st of January. Visit pushfestival.ca for tickets. Mr. Keating is a mainstay in the theater scene here in Vancouver. He's done work in film and television, but it's his past, his previous life in crime, bank robbery, and the subsequent prison sentence he served that gets worked through in this show. I'll get Patrick to tell us about this show and the aspects of memoir that he bears on stage. The show is produced by New World Theatre and presented with Touchstone Theatre. Please welcome back to the Plant Online program, Patrick Keating. Mr. Keating, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
So we talked 2 years ago when, I guess the show debuted 2 years ago, but you had workshopped it for the 2 years prior to that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I had workshopped it and had got a grant from Canada Council. And so we put together the production that we did at Little Mountain Gallery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you've lived with the show now for 4 years, but you've obviously lived with your life for longer than that. How has this show evolved over the last 4 years, say?
Well, the content has moved around a little bit. We've taken a few things out and added a couple of more stories with the help of Stephen Malloy, the director and dramaturge.
Mm-hmm.
And and we've taken it to a few cities and played there.
And from what I read from the initial run, the reviews were quite good, weren't they?
They were. People, it was quite well received, and people were happy with it, I think. Yeah. Everything that came back to me. Yeah.
So it must be. I don't know if it's fun. Well, I guess it is fun, isn't it? To do this show again at PUSH, especially since it's your hometown, right?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It is. We've, like I say, we've taken it to a couple of different cities, and we weren't really thinking of, bring it back to Vancouver because, uh-huh. We've done it here and we were going to wait, quite a while to see if, anybody would be interested in picking it up here. And then PUSH got a hold of New World, which is helping me produce the touring of it and this part of it.
Yeah.
And, and so they asked if we would... we would like to be part of their festival, and we just jumped on the chance.
So, for people listening to us, what will they see when they go to Performance Works?
They'll see myself performing a one-person show about my time in a penitentiary,
mm-hmm.
and leading up to it, the things I did as a young man that sort of brought me there, and my journey out that led me into a life of theater and acting.
Yeah. So you spent how long in prison?
About 10 years altogether.
Yeah. Is there a difference in the penitentiary system, say in Quebec, as opposed to say here in BC? Because you were transferred, if I recall, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't really a big difference other than, there was a small English, community in there. It was mostly French-speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the programs and everything were more geared to the French-speaking population, right?
Yeah.
And so once I came out here... there was more opportunities and more programs to be able to, get in touch with, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So in the show Inside Out, you address a lot of the misconceptions that we all have, the audience has, with regards.
To a certain degree. I mean, I try and put across the thing that that most of the people inside, or all of the people inside, are somebody's brother, somebody's son, somebody's father,
mm-hmm.
And that aside from a small segment, a percentage of the inmate population, it's for the most part the people are there because of a lot of it are because of addictions.
Yeah.
You know,
and
drug use, yeah, or alcohol, or
I guess one of the themes that you talk about in the show is obviously community, and how you've looked for communities throughout your life, whether it's now in the theater, previous to this, in prison, previous to that, a life in crime. The community in prison, we've seen it depicted in film and television and in books over the years. Your own experience with that, does it jive with sort of the harshness that we seem to regard it with?
To a certain degree, it does. I know that now it's more prevalent. There's like more gangs and all that inside. When I was inside, to a certain degree, you were affiliated with a certain segment, or not really gang, but a certain segment of the population, and that's people got to know you through that, and through your reputation, right? And you sort of relied on that to carry you through, you know.
Yeah. And I guess back to this other theme of misconceptions, you must have encountered this over the years. Just how you're judged by people when they find out about, say, your past.
Well, I was very reluctant when I did get out. I was very reluctant to talk about my past,
mm-hmm.
because of that.
Yeah.
I didn't want people to know, because I was scared that they would, take offense, or they would have a preconceived notion of what somebody that was in jail.
Leap to conclusions,
be,
right?
Yeah. And so the people that I did let know, that they found out usually after they knew me for a while. And so when they did, it would sort of shatter that that notion of what an inmate was.
So the other thing that I'm fascinated with about this show and you is how you address how you put across just the value of second chances. Because, I mean, very easily, once one gets out of prison for as long, or for however long they're there for, it could go sideways once they get out, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's very easy to go back to what you know.
Yeah.
Because when you do get out, you are either in a halfway house, or you're let out right onto the street, and you try and find work, but sometimes that doesn't always come. There's certain limitations because of your record, a lot of people get fed up, and so they want that community,
uh-huh.
So they go back to what's familiar to them, and then a lot of times away they go.
Yeah.
And they end up back inside, really, before not very long.
And so for you, theater was a place of salvation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. It when I got into it, I ended up going back to Simon Fraser and getting a degree and then meeting people in the community, the theater community, and they embraced me, and I was able to, you know, I just took on a thing of a sponge trying to soak up as much as I could of, you know, because I was, you know, a bit older, and so a lot of the people in theater started when they were, you know, like teenagers and mm-hmm. in school and all of that. And really the first play that I ever saw was inside the penitentiary. And, you know, yeah, so I had a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
And they really, like I said, that embraced me and helped me along and, yeah, just brought me in as one of their own.
And so what has reliving your past in the theater over the last 4 years, as you've had in terms of workshopping the show, performing it in different productions, and now obviously taking this to push later this month, what has that meant for how you remember and how you live with your past, say?
It was sort of... at first it was just, there was just like stories. But then when I started getting deeper into it and starting reliving like how I tried to sever my connections with anything that was criminal and tried to, you know, carry on life outside and on the straight and narrow,
uh-huh.
it you know, it brought a lot of things back. And so it was, certain times when it was difficult and, you know, it was emotional, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So when certain things from your past come back, when they're brought back, mm-hmm. What sort of feelings go through you? I mean, is there... I mean, I'm fascinated with this tension of why people relive their past.
Right.
You know, not just, you know, sitting down and remembering it, but in your case, as performance, I mean, do you get something out of it that you're able to work through something, say?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it was able to, I was able to, you know, to get justification
yeah.
of what I'm doing. And there was, when I was in Victoria, we took the show to, there's a festival there called the UNO Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a one-person shows. And when I was there, I was offered the chance to take the show into William Head Penitentiary
mm-hmm.
and perform it for the guys there. And I did that, and just the reaction that I got from them was just amazing. I mean, they all really appreciated it and and were encouraged, and hopefully it helped a few of them, because they do have a little bit of a theater group there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of guys that were in the audience and came up to me after and said, you know, that they wanted to join this theater group. And so it was a lot, really good justification.
Yeah, and so I understand that throughout this run at PUSH, there'll be talkbacks after every performance. Is that right?
Yeah. It will be, I think, led by the Pivot Legal Society.
Right.
And so they'll be there with me, and, yeah, people will be able to ask questions and, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it has been rewarding, hasn't it, to get the reaction, and I'm not just talking about critics for the show, but from people who've mm-hmm. been able to gain something from this other than, say, just a night of performance or entertainment, right?
Yes. And, I remember I was in, we took the show to Ontario, and we're Prince Edward County,
mm-hmm.
and it was in the summertime, and we did a talk back after, and a woman put up her hand, and she said, when you were in Quebec and you were taking some courses there. Was it through Dawson College? And I said, you know, yeah, it was.
Uh-huh.
He said, I was one of your teachers.
Wow.
And so I ended up reconnecting with her. And it was, quite amazing.
Yeah.
Right? It was, you know, almost 30 years after the fact. But yeah. And they were basically one of the people that, you know, brought me back into wanting to learn, you know, and opening up my curiosity. Right? Yeah.
And so you've been able to give back now to people with this show, obviously, and the work that you do with others, talking, teaching, and the sort.
And I think it was justification for her, too.
Right.
That she was, you know, able to see that what she did in the penitentiary helped.
Yeah. What's it like when people come to you for advice, and especially with regards to the choices one makes? Because I mean, we learn a lot more from the mistakes we make than say the good choices that we make. What do you tell people as to I mean, is there a key to making, say, good or better decisions in life?
There isn't really. It's just you have to go with your heart, you know. And I mean, you know what's right and what's wrong. And sometimes, you know, addiction or whatever grabs hold of you and steers you down the wrong path. But when you come out of that addiction and you really start to work on tools that help you stay away from that, then you know in your heart what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
And you just try and follow that.
Push is such a big success year after year, and I get being able to take this show there, or do this show there, as we've already discussed, is great fun and a thrill. Did you get tired though performing this show? You've done it a number of times in this town and in and around Vancouver over the last few years. Does it? How are you in terms of living with it over these last couple of years?
Well, each time, because there's a few months, you know, in between. I mean, the last time I did perform it was almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Each time it does, it is new. Really,
uh-huh.
I'm able to, you know, because I go back and do relive it to a certain degree. And I find more and more things in it that, twig my memory and that I'm able to highlight, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll look forward to this show as ever. And as I say in your business, break a leg. Thanks for your time today, Patrick.
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Pushfestival.ca is the website for tickets. The show is on the 17th to the 21st of January at Performance Works. Again, visit pushfestival.ca for tickets and information. Patrick Keating joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunta.